Hey there, welcome to Outside Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Sarah.
Sarah says, hi, LSAT Demon team. I'm a longtime listener of LSAT Demon Daily and Thinking LSAT. After 10 months of studying, three LSAT official takes and hundreds of dollars, I have hit a plateau. While my most recent practice tests have ranged from 171 to 175. I got a 169 on the November LSAT and a 170 on the October LSAT before that. I'm not considering gearing up to take the January LSAT. Well, if you're not considering it, then you're just not taking it because you would already have to be registered by this point. I would like to purchase an LSAT Demon Live subscription, but wanted to first ask how I might approach the curriculum as a student who has already spent months studying. Do you recommend methodically going through the lessons as if I have not studied for the LSAT before? Or would starting with drilling as per usual make more sense? I have an even further proposition, which would be, if you're going to sign up for LSAT Demon Live, you should come to my class and you should go to Ben's class. And you should talk to us about the actual mistakes that you're making.
Yeah. This is what you always say, Nathan. So I'm just stealing this from you. But the LSAT will show you what you suck at. Yeah. That's what you should start with. Do a time section. Get questions wrong. Figure them out.
Yep. Drilling works. Do one question at a time. Figure, you know, and then like dive into our resources at LSAT Demon. We've got the best written explanations, we've got the best video explanations, and we've got by far the best help. If you use our ask button, you'll have a team of tutors that's responding to you within 24 hours. Frequently, they're responding to you that same hour with a response to your question. And if you ask us good questions, and boy, Sarah is at the level where she really could ask great questions. Longtime listener of the shows, scoring 171 to 175 on her practice tests. Sarah's got good questions to ask. And so find those questions, answer them yourself with our written explanations and our video explanations. But you should get yourself into the weeds from time to time and have further questions. Well, that's where the LSAT Demon Live subscription, if you have those questions in my class, you can just ask me. If you have those questions in Ben's class, you can ask him, or you can ask Abigail, who's there to TA/tutor her way through our classes. That's my class and Ben's class. But you can also go talk to any of our other amazing teachers, all of whom scored 170 plus official scores and did do it our way. So you can get tons of help there if you just ask for it. I think you're in great shape. I mean, I think 1 month of Demon Live really might just unlock it for you. But I would encourage you to go deeper on individual questions. You know, there's like, I have a hypothesis, Sarah, that you're probably not as good on sufficient assumption and necessary assumption questions as you should be. That's really common for people who are struggling to break into the 170s. And if you come, let me yell at you in class a little bit, I might be able to just drill in finally that they're asking you a different question when they ask you which one is an assumption the argument relies on versus which one of the following, if assumed, would allow the conclusion to be properly drawn. That's a necessary assumption question versus a sufficient assumption question. They both use the word assumed, but they're asking you two entirely different things. And that's the type of thing that holds people into the 160s who could be breaking into the 170s. Maybe that's not your issue, Sarah. Maybe it's some other thing, but I would just encourage you to come to class and let's talk about it.
Great.
Anything else?
No. Keep us posted on how it goes. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.